This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to share a story in closing that is really a touching story written by Randy Spencer, writing about his daughter. My daughter, like the typical American girl, has had her share of dolls and stuffed animals. Today, through modern technology, a little girl need not be content with dull, lifeless dolls, but can experience the thrill of owning a lifelike replica of a baby that can walk, talk, drink, wink, slurp and burp, cry, sigh and laugh, and almost anything that a real baby does. Listen to this part of the story. After 10 years of buying these mechanical marvels for my daughter, I wondered which of these dolls was my daughter's favorite. To my surprise, I found her favorite doll was a small rag doll she had received on her third birthday. All the other performing dolls had gone, but this simple rag doll had allowed her to love it. The other dolls caught her eye, but the rag doll won her heart. I love that. Listen to that again. The other dolls caught her eye, but the rag doll had won her heart. To my daughter, the rag doll was real and was loved just the way it was, and the scars of love showed as the hair was nearly gone. The eyes were missing. The clothes were soiled and torn. But missing all these parts, it was still what it had always been, just itself. We too are often like the high-tech dolls of my daughter. We try to impress others with skills, talent, education, speech, or mannerisms, when what they want is someone just being themselves. Within every man, every woman lies the innate desire to be loved and accepted. Don't try to be something or someone that you are not. Just be yourself. Love is not won, a reward for performance or achievement. You don't have to sing, teach, preach, or pray well to be loved. People will not love us for what we do, but rather for what we are. I want to suggest to you today that you are known as a person who has a mission statement that follows the Lord when you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind. You walk in His ways. You walk the way He walks. You obey His commands. You cling to Him. You cleave to Him. You hold on to Him. And last but not least, you serve Him with all your heart and soul. Decide today on this Sunday, this is going to be my mission statement, not just for my life, but for all eternity. Let me tell you why. You may have the most well-crafted mission statement that anyone's ever come up with, and there's some really creative mission statements that companies have, churches have, and individuals have. There really are. But listen carefully. What matters is not how creative you are, but how obedient you are. What matters is not how creative you are in your mission statement with the Lord, is how much you love Him. It all boils down to love, because 1 John says this, if you love Him, you will keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. They're not a hassle. They're not a problem. Because of what? Because of love. Because of love. Let's pray together. Well, I don't know if you've ever thought about having a mission statement for your life right out of the Word of God. Can you imagine telling people in 2013, if someone were to ask you, what's your mission statement for life? You'd say, well, it happens to come from Joshua, the 22nd chapter. It's verse 5 that says, love the Lord your God, walk in His ways, obey His commands, to hold fast to Him and to serve Him with all your heart and soul. It would be worth it just to see the look on the other person's face, and I really mean that. But this can be your mission statement. It can be my mission statement that privately and personally, we commit our lives to following the Lord God Almighty, just as Joshua challenged the people of Israel. I challenge you to follow it as your mission statement today in 2013. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.